Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, Old School crew on this Friday, 1040 Oak Street. Live in effect from the text line, 2021 says, from someone who has been to the Horseshoe multiple times, Ohio State fans are terrible to anyone they play. Be ready. Come ready to fight, Nebraska fans. Same with the team. Big Bird says, success is 4 to 6 yards per play, LOL. Yeah, I'll touch on that. You know, here, I'll say that since I will say, again, be on the lookout. I'm going to tweet out that Foreman's four, but Fast Mike's hauling. About that, you know, if you would ask me right after a game, well, first of all, right after we got our butt kicked, when we do our, I guess on Wednesday practice, after a hard practice or something, what our defensive goals were like the numbers, I wouldn't have been able to give you an answer. I wouldn't have. Now, you know, granted, he probably could have just talked in general and been just fine. I think the biggest thing is like, you know, whoever's asking the question was looking to get noticed or whatever. And so I never really got bent out of shape about the not knowing exactly what you want, then compared to the national average. And here's my example, and I'll do this, and then we'll read some more text. So when Heinrich Harburg had the first attempt down there, I don't know who it was, missed the block, right? So just say they're at
24.
Right, okay, it was at the 12. So then they ended up at, like, the 12-yard line, whatever it was. If that one block is made, mostly, 99% chance he scores. Mm-hmm. So that's one run for 12 yards. Well, then they score the very next play. It's still two plays for 12 yards. So it brings you down half. Just imagine how many they've done. Then that question is not asked. So how important is one block? That was a direct access block. By Foreman's four. I think that will probably be in there every week. Foreman's four, brought to you by Mike's Hauling. So that's how important it is.
But it's even more important against Ohio State because they won't miss tackles in the backfield like some other
teams. And that's what they thrive off. That's what they want to do. They're a physical team. They can get into I think they're more portable. They can go play anywhere, but they definitely like the front run. They would prefer to get out there, get 14 points, get tackles for losses, and
peacock
it a little bit. Yeah. John and Cortland says, I only have one. Handle business up front. Take care of about 50% of all your issues. Yep, that's true. Now, tonight, I'm going to ask, I'm putting Austin on the hot seat. See, a lot of people don't think I know anything about baseball, but I'm reading off the thing here. So I don't know anything about baseball. I'm just reading. I can still read. Austin, Yankees, Dodgers, I want to ask you this. Is the outcome of the World Series based on who comes up bigger, Judge or Otani?
I hope
like whoever so. Wins that battle.
I hope so, but I don't think so. I think Major League Baseball, if they can set it up, it'll be, you know, Yankees have a chance for Aaron Judge to walk it off in game five or whatever in New York. Or whatever game it is, and then if not, let's set it up for Shohei to do something cool in the bottom of the ninth in game seven in Dodger Stadium, right? That's how they want it set up.
So you get the Kirk Gibson running around with the
pulled hammy. The fist pump and whatever. Yeah. I think that's what baseball wants, but so often in baseball, Jay, you need the stars, but it's not always about the stars.
Yeah.
The reason I'm more confident in the Dodgers in the series is because their lineup is deeper. The Yankees don't have an atrocious lineup, but the Dodgers of their nine starters, only one is below league average by a couple metrics. Yankees have three guys above league average right now. Now, in terms of just pure offense, Judge and Soto are the two best players there. Right? Don't get twisted. Otani's really good, but he's 2B.
Yeah.
You know, maybe 2A with Soto. You can't differentiate. But Judge is the biggest offensive force, at least in the regular season this year.
Yeah.
But the Dodgers go 1-8, sometimes 1-9. So as much as Major League Baseball might like it to be decided by, you know, a big Aaron Judge blast here, or the Shohei Ohtani show there, to me, it's going to come down to who in the 6, 7, 8, 9 of either lineup comes through in a moment they're not expected to.
Mm.
Neither starting rotation is elite. Yankees probably get a little bit of an edge. But if the Dodgers aren't, or the Yankees aren't pitching it well, it swings to the Dodgers.
Oh, that's great, Austin. As I'm reading here, this goes question number two. Love to read these easy questions. Now, does it change? And does the 1, 2, 7, 8, 9 in Yankees lineup naturally get an uptick with Phillips not on the World Series?
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
His roster and Flaherty's loss of velocity off his pitches. So then now, even though the Yankees don't have the pitching staff compared to the Dodgers, well, now they do by a process of elimination.
Phillips was a righty killer.
Yeah.
It was nuts. Just the movement on his pitches, that would have been a fantastic weapon to have against a Judge.
Mm-hmm.
Hitting there in that three hole behind Soto in the two. Yankees do have some left-handed power, and I think that plays really well for them at their stadium. I mean, it's a little league stadium to right field. Like, I could hit a home run there.
Mm-hmm.
Tells you anything. I've barely gotten one halfway to the outfield at Haymarket, yeah. And I could probably crank one in new Yankee Stadium. But that Phillips is going to be a situational guy for the Dodgers, mm-hmm. Really just to neutralize Judge, who was better, but Judge hit a home run off of the hardest pitcher in baseball to hit a home run off of, in Emmanuel Clase in the postseason for the Guardians. So you like to have all your bullets in the chamber. The Dodgers pitching staff was a little rough anyways. Flaherty was a nice midseason trade deadline pickup for them. Not a huge needle mover, mm-hmm. but it's a testament again. I'm going to go back to that lineup, Jay. No Clayton Kershaw for the Dodgers, essentially. You trade for Tyler Glasnow, who's hurt like halfway through the year. Flaherty gets dinged up. Otani's not on the mound pitching for you. Walker Buehler, who is your young stud, not really pitching. Yeah. Urias, who was played in some postseasons before, dealing with some domestic violence stuff. So you're down essentially 4.5 or 5 of your top guys. Your Japanese rookie was okay, solid enough, fine, but not necessarily lights out. So on the one hand, yes, it hurts the Dodgers because they need all the pitching they can get. On the other hand, that lineup's so good, it might not matter otherwise.
There it is. You got a texter here, Austin. He says, 8750, says Judge doesn't hit in the playoffs.
That's the narrative. He was not good in Kansas City, I will tell you that much. Let me go to his baseball reference page here really quickly. Okay, so Aaron Judge postseason batting. We can do this postseason. So he was 2 of 13 against the Royals, and then only 3 of 18 against the Guardians. But he had 6 RBI in that Guardian series. He walked twice. Still 9 total bases across the 4 games. Not atrocious. Like, no, he's not hitting like the Aaron Judge we know from the regular season.
Yeah, nobody does generally, unless you get hot.
It's one thing, like, we can talk about this in football, where you have more time to game plan for a specific matchup.
Right,
same with playoffs, basketball, right. You can tailor it to an opponent. Baseball's the same thing, but what's underrated about baseball playoffs compared to NBA and NFL is how you can specifically set up your roster for your opponent. In football, you're probably carrying, you know, the same 53, at very least the top same like 47 or 48.
Yeah, top 36. So,
36, whatever. Yeah. In basketball, you got what you got going in.
Right.
For baseball, you can cut all those middle relievers with the ERAs that are over 4.5 or 5, right? Those guys don't pitch. There are days off between games. So you're seeing higher velocity, nastier movement every day. Just getting rid of the bad pitchers makes it that much tougher on hitters. So no, Aaron Judge's numbers aren't great, but he still had some of the biggest moments in a couple of those series. So what defines a good postseason player. I mean, yeah, you want a guy that hits 300. You want a guy that, you know, slugs 500, whatever. That's just not realistic in this day and age in baseball. So you can judge these players, no pun intended, by how they fare in the big moments. Like Juan Soto, right? Came through. Giancarlo Stanton, your boy, hit that home run in game three that swung the series, I would say, against Kansas City. So don't just look at batting average. We should be past that. Narrow it down to the moments that he came through or didn't come through.
There it is. World Series preview by my man, Austin Orman. Austin, on a scale of 1 to 7, 7 being the most important, how important is it to win game one in World Series?
It is more important for the Yankees than it is the Dodgers. I would say.
Well, obviously, yeah. 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 Because then you're playing with house money.
Right.
Right.
So for the Yankees, it's a 5.25. For the Dodgers, it's an even 4.
Right. Yeah. So Dodgers obviously feels like their bats travel really well, which they do in half. Anyways, we want to take a quick break, come back. We got upside coming in. Obviously, big UFC fight again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This weekend. Which is about that time you're going to start to see Clash of the Titans, but they always have drink specials, and she always brings in some good drinks. But before that, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, quick break, and we'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.